in a nutshell, very briefly, worry about the hereafter. Because after all, this life is temporary and the life after death is eternal. So if we somehow accumulate wealth and we become comfortable, we experience luxury in this world, but after death, if we are faced with problems in that eternal life, then there is no comfort. We haven't acquired anything. But if a person lives a life of anxiety, life of depression, life of difficulty, life of grief in this world, it is very, very short. When we are resurrected in the hereafter, this worldly life will seem like a day. It's like when we come after a very long journey after the Hajj, and 6 weeks, 4 weeks of very difficult journey. But when we return home, it just seems like a few days, a few hours. It's all forgotten once we reach the comfort of our home. So similarly, if we experience discomfort in this world for 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, whatever it may be, but once we reach the hereafter and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us entry into Jannah, all this will be forgotten. So with lot of love I am requesting all my brothers who are present here today, please worry about the hereafter, because nobody will come with us in the grave. I always ask my friends, and I ask all of you as well, you are all my Muslim brothers, that we all have dear ones who have gone before us, fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, friends, very close friends have gone. Throughout the 366 days, how many times and for how long do we remember them? So in order to understand how many people will remember us after we go, this is the question we need to ask. How much time do I have for my parents? So if I can take out only a few minutes for my parents, maybe in the month of Ramadan we remember them and make dua for them. Maybe when we go for Umrah we remember them. The same will happen with our children. Maybe even worse, because it's degenerating all the time. So worry about yourselves. And it's not just a formality that I am trying to fulfill, that worry about the hereafter, worry about. No, I'm very serious. Because each and every one of us will have to go in the hereafter. And if we are empty there, if there is nothing for us there, then we will be doomed for a very long time. If not forever, then at least for a very long time. In this world, when we are faced with difficulty, we always see a ray of hope that tomorrow the situation will change. Tomorrow it will change. After a week it will change. And sometimes when we see no ray of hope, we say, well, one day I will die, and when I die, this problem will be over. But in the hereafter, how will you comfort yourself? In the hereafter, there is no death. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a decision for you and me, that go in the fire of hell and stay there, there will be no comfort that tomorrow it will change, tomorrow it will, no. And we will not be able to comfort ourselves by saying that tomorrow I will die, after 5 years I will die. One Urdu poet says, abhi to ghabra ke ye kehte hain ke mar jayenge, mar ke bhi chain na paya to kidhar jayenge. Now out of grief, anxiety, a person says that when I die everything will be over. My wife is a headache for me, my husband is a headache for me, my children are headaches, rizq is a headache for me, I can't find a good job and I cannot fulfill all my needs. But okay, once I die, everything will be over. So now you say this. Marke bhi chain na paya to kidhar jayenge. But after death, if you find yourself in that same situation, then what will you say to yourself? Where will you go? So I urge all my friends, young and old, please. Please be kind to yourself. Not to me, be kind to yourself by changing your life. And the final thing I want to say is, that alhamdulillah, each and every person has iman in his heart. So it affects, these things affects every mu'min, however far he may be from deen. I can see from the faces, the body language, that everybody is making resolution in his heart to change. I know that. But sometimes we feel to ourselves that I want to change, but it's difficult. Overnight I cannot change. We should change overnight, because we could die tomorrow. But for those people who find it difficult to change overnight, I would request them to change at least one habit in your life today. After this gathering, at least say to yourself that, okay, if I cannot change everything, there are 100 mistakes in my life, 99 will remain as they are, but I will change one thing today. Then when you go for Umrah, change something else. When comes Ramzan, change something else. And whilst remaining in these 33, 43, 90, 95 vices, say to Allah that, oh Allah, I'm trying, I've changed one thing, I've changed two things, I've changed three things. Oh Allah, help me to change everything before I die. Inshallah, slowly, slowly, Allah will make you His friend. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Amen.